Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is continuing his feud with a dead man, attacking the late Senator John McCain during a visit to a military tank manufacturing plant in Ohio yesterday. Allies of the president are now among those who are telling him to knock it off.
On the news line, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us every morning at this same time. I think the question everyone has, Stephen, is, you know, the motivation here. What is driving the president on this?
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to know, Paul and Steve. You know, it might have something to do with something the president either read or saw last weekend, because that's when he started tweeting about John McCain. And that was about John McCain's involvement in turning the Christopher Steele dossier over to the FBI. It was the first thing the president mentioned yesterday as he appeared to read from prepared remarks off the teleprompter as he stood behind the presidential seal at that U.S. Army-owned tank manufacturing facility. Yesterday, the president said he was not a fan of John McCain, mainly for turning over the Steele dossier to the FBI when the president suggested he should have given it to him instead of the counterintelligence officials at the FBI, for supporting the war in Iraq, for voting against Obamacare repeal. All throughout the president's remarks about McCain, the crowd stayed silent and appeared to be stunned, especially when the president said that he gave McCain, quote, the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this, he said, but I didn't get a thank you. That's okay. You've mentioned the fact that Republicans are outraged by this. Many of them are speaking out about it. You can think of Mitt Romney. Lindsey Graham said yesterday that the president's comments about Senator McCain hurt the president more than they hurt the legacy of McCain. And Johnny Isaacson, the Republican senator from Georgia, who last year when McCain died said that anyone who spoke ill of the senator would be due a whooping, said in an interview yesterday that what the president has had to say about John McCain is deplorable.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy on the line this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.